in the census, people have the right, but religion. So it's written in Buddhism, but this is saying, who can say that I'm Buddhist or not?
Yeah.
So anything comes by conditions, just to see, to be object seeing, right? Only that. No more. When you are fast asleep, you don't know even whether where you are. No you, no friend, no being, no me at all. But as soon as when something appears, it's the time when you said it, waking up. But actually, it's only the moment that a reality is conditioned to appear to that which experiences it. Only experiencing and the object of experience. From life to life, with idea and thing a lot, with attachment or aversion, and it does not last, and it's not so important, because no one can stop the arising and falling away the way it is. So Panya is the best thing to understand. Everyone has to die, that's it. And no one knows how and when and where. That's it. See? Only that. So ready to take anything which arises with right and right understanding. And at the moment of having right understanding, there is calm. No need to try to find out or to make it.
We try to find calm in other ways.
As
we're seeking, as I.
So it's not calm.
Yes.
But when there's understanding, it's calm. You don't need to have other calm. Being calm from taking anything very seriously, as this or that, me or mine, he or she, but actually just a moment has very rapidly. See, everything's gone.
Yes. Yes.
Even this moment.
This is gone.
There's a lot to learn, to understand.
Oh, yes. There is. And there's nothing wrong with having pleasant feelings.
No, because no self. How can it be wrong?
No.
Yeah. Attachment is attachment. Nobody can change or blame it.
No.
It's just like an element, like hardness. It's hard. Who blame hardness? Who blame attachment? When there are conditions for its arising, it cannot be aversion to arise. It has to be attachment to arise, because there are conditions for attachment to arise. Temporarily, just in a moment.
So you're saying we can't blame the attachment arising, because there's
who blame?
I think I blame myself because I'm still attached to myself.
Because there is such accumulation of not knowing the reality, so there is I all the time from life to life.
Yes. Yeah. So you're saying we mustn't blame when attachment arises.
It's gone before it knows when you blame it.
Yes.
So response.
Also, it arises so quickly.
Yeah, and then go away. Yeah.
But it's the thinking about the attachment.
Right. The thinking blame, or the thinking like,
yes.
Or the,
yes.
It's only the accumulation to think that way. Yeah. When you understand, it conditions another way of thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. When there's no understanding, attachment condition that way of thinking. When it's aversion, revenge, so it's another way of thinking. That's it.
How does one, the thinking gets annoyed about being attached to something?
Because not understanding that it's gone.
That it's gone.
Yeah. And so, who blames
who
it?
Who blames it?
Yeah.
Self. But that's a wrong understanding.
So, in any time of life,
yes.
This life or other lives, past or now, I is always there when there's no understanding of what is it.
Mm.
Like a seeing, no understanding, it's conditioned to see just that.
Mm.
Then I see, I like, dislike. All realities have conditioned to arise.
Mm.
But since you take it for something, so it conditioned unpleasant feeling and thinking a lot about oneself.
Yes.
When there's no self. So it's like the magician, the arising and falling aware of that which experiences is like the magician. Nothing. Everything's gone, but it keeps on taking this to that and make the story out of what is seen.
Yes.
Long, long story.
Yes.
And that is not enough. Someone wrote about another story, many books.
Mm.
See? Just to have more attachment and ignorance.
So we mustn't blame when
no one to blame. Yeah.
Because it's what's conditioned.
To think about it.
Yes.
To criticize it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But where is that which you are criticizing? It's gone.
Yes.
It's not there anymore.
No.
But you still, the thinking still keep
yes,
it
yes,
in the
it
mind.
Keeps it.
Yeah. And when there is no understanding, it's not lost. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
From memory to think about it again.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking about what?
Yes.
Nothing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's gone. So we can see the difference between the fool and the wise.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It makes sense. It really makes sense.
For example, at the moment of birth, no seeing or hearing at all.
No.
But the first, when one knows that, thinking comes first with attachment.
Mm.
Because there's no seeing, no hearing. But the previous accumulation conditions such clinging to that which appears as I. And when we talk about the world, if there is nothing at all, can there be any world? Nothing? No. But whenever a reality or whatever arises, it's the world. Only that. But so many conditions to arise, to be mountain and lake and trees, so the world full up with all these things. But actually it's only reality arising and falling away in succession and form up the idea of something permanent. Like you see the house and the river just on the paper. It's not there. But anytime you look at it, it's not just paper, it's the tree and the cottage and the river. So life is like this, exactly.
Okay.
Like looking at the painting. So now it's like a paint.
It is.
Yeah. Or television, big screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No difference. That's why one knows that there must be seeing. Conditioned by the eyes, which no one can have it ever, but the karma condition one to have it or not to have it. When it's not arises because the karma hidden, the karma does not condition the eyes. So that person is blind, but actually no one does anything. Only the intention not to have seeing when you shot at someone aiming at the eyes, not have seeing anymore. That intention can condition the reality without eyes because of such intention. So what happens in strife, no one can be blamed, only the result of the previous reality, like that which can condition seeing and hearing. Without karma or intention to see, intention to hear, there would be no seeing. So that it's very difficult to understand that. So let's go another way. Like now, there is seeing and not knowing about seeing. So not knowing is ignorant. So one realizes because of ignorance, lives go on. Otherwise, there's no way to think. Where's the ignorance and how it conditioned thinking and ill deeds and ill speech? But whenever there is such, one knows that ignorance is there. So because of ignorance, it has to be seeing again, hearing again, thinking again, all day long.
Yes, all day long.
Yeah. So there are many things to consider.
Yes.
If it's not by this way, there is another way to think, like David's question about
the karma.
Or the origination.
Yes.
Yeah. The teachers move on.
Yes.
About the what condition thinking.
Yes.
Without that which can experience object, there's no thinking.
Mm.
The table or the dead material cannot think.
Mm.
So it's only that which can experience. So what the tree is seen and the food is tasted by that which can experience. So no one, depending on whether there are conditions for eye base to arise and fall away and arise again, or no more by intention, the previous one. Everything depends on the reality which can experience. And that's why there are so many, several realities, not just one.
Yes.
Like the consciousness, the faculty of experiencing, is only seeing. Another one is hearing. Another one is smelling. See, different ones, different elements by different conditions. Just arise and falls away in succession. That's why it piles up and accumulates more and more ignorance and attachment and idea. See? Today there's no other idea about the future things. But when time comes, there are what happened by thinking right now. Like in the old days, there's no television, there's no car, there's no plane, there's no computer. But the idea just built up little by little until with wise attention to know what is what conditions what. There's many things happen like now, but much more in the future from now on. Non-stop thinking.
Yes, non-stop.
Yeah. This is the way it is.
Yeah.
By knowing that this is the nature of the reality which can experience, then you know that it has to be like this. But there are different kinds, like the wholesome ones and the unwholesome ones. And right understanding can see the difference. So it turns towards the wholesome because it understands the unwholesome meanings. But there is no self who cries so much because the self, there's no self. There are only right thinking or wrong thinking. That's why we learn about what is now. Seeing is not self, it's conditioned to see. And the object which is seen is so much different. Some is pleasant and some is unpleasant. So sometimes seeing sees the pleasant object and sometimes it sees the unpleasant object. Not by chance, but by condition. So the whole deeds will bring about the whole result. And if you don't know what moment is the whole result, we just guess and it's lost in our thought.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So it's not just chance for anyone to come to hear them. Must be conditions.
Yes.
Because even in one's house, how many people listen to the teachings? Some might not be interested at all, and some are so interested. By condition.
By condition.
Only. Yeah. And among those who are interested, different conditions.
And learning differently.
Like that.
Wow.
So we understand better. We take it for who's who, but actually it's different realities.
Much more to learn.
This is only the beginning.
It is the very beginning.